Sahar Rahimi arrived at the airport early, only because her mother had insisted on it. The smart, lithe, yoga-loving 19-year-old had pushed back on the early hour, trying to tell her mother that she worried too much. But her mother, Nadia, had lived in Tehran for all of her 51 years. Somewhere in that instinctual space between maternal wisdom and middle-aged pessimism, the older woman had just known she'd be right.
"They'll find a way to hold things up," she kept saying during the pack-up. "An unscheduled search, a long interview, a five-fold check of your visa, a dispute over the weight of your luggage. Doesn't matter. There will be something. It's Tehran. Trust me."
A pre-med student near the top of her class, the 19-year-old had responded with a subtle eye roll and a stream of text messages to her boyfriend, Esfan. The one-month trip home from university had been insufferable. Thank God it was all nearly over. With a long, labored breath, Sahar had gone on to explain to her mother that the world was no longer quite so jammed up as it once had been, even in Iran. The magic of technology had smoothed things out. Today's Tehran was not her mother's Tehran. It was, the daughter had advised, perhaps time for a more optimistic outlook. Waving all of that away, Nadia had replied with a mantra of near-religious clarity.
"You don't know these people the way I do. There will be something," she'd said again.
Recalling their conversation now, Sahar stifled a yawn and looked blearily at the queue in front of her. She checked her phone again. Still no reply from Esfan. The last she'd seen him was at a shuttle stop as she was leaving Montreal's McGill University for the airport weeks ago, a scene she'd replayed in her mind at least 100 times since. Because they'd both pledged to keep their relationship a secret from their meddling parents, texting had been the only way to stay in touch. But to her liking, he'd been a little too quiet. Of late, his sometimes hours-long silences would cause her to create wild, spine-tingling fantasies of a forthcoming breakup. Even now, she was imagining he'd found some new way to avoid her at the airport, wobbling her faith in the one immovable thing she'd been counting on, their shared flight back to Canada, this morning's flight. At a little after 4:30 in the morning, trapped in an over-engineered glass tunnel somewhere between security and immigration, she stood among a crowd of fellow travelers with nervous faces, none of them Esfand's. Adding to her anxiety, in the close confines of the tunnel, the line had ballooned and lost its shape. There was some kind of delay up ahead. Grudgingly, she'd begun to think her mother might have had a point. Someone behind her accidentally kicked her heel. Her elbow touched the man next to her. She balled her fists in frustration and shifted the strap of her shoulder bag away from someone else. This was not coming off at all the way she'd hoped. Compounding it, her despair rang with a certain sense of inevitability, a pang of foreboding. She'd intuited it as soon as she'd stepped out of bed a few hours earlier. She told herself that her mother's dour outlook, coupled with the disquiet of her relationship, had morphed into this stubborn sense of dread and that it would all go away soon enough. But it hadn't. If anything, it had gotten worse. In the car on the way in, the reporter on the all-news station had been going on about the Iranian missile attack on the American base in Iraq. Payback for the U.S. bombing of a top Revolutionary Guards general named Soleimani. 40 dead American soldiers. Invaders, the newsreader had kept saying, repeating the number as though it were a football score. Hearing this, her mother had stabbed the steering wheel with an index finger.
"That's it," she'd said. "The fools."
Now, ignoring the jabs of the crowd, Sahar could picture her mother sitting in the parking lot out there somewhere, waiting in their snow-mottled sedan, obsessing on the news. Nadia had lived through the Iran-Iraq war, so anything of a military nature always made the woman jumpy.